find out what you've been missing in your life with A Balanced Life, featuring Beth Aldrich and Tracy Mallett. They'll show you how to savor your life. Each episode is filled with energized conversations featuring insightful and informative expert guests who will teach you practical ways to nourish and invigorate your life so you can experience health, balance, and vitality every day. You'll find yourself smiling as you experience the liveliness and charismatic wit between Beth, Tracy, and their guests. What makes you happy, healthy, and feeling alive? Spend an hour with Beth and Tracy and find out. We're happy you're here.
Hello, everyone. This is Beth Aldrich, and welcome to A Balanced Life. My co-host, Tracy Mallett, is out of town working this week, so she's not going to be with us. But I have two incredible guests that are going to be here today talking about two very distinct yet different things going on in their life. And I want to tell you a little bit about my first guest. He's very interesting, and I think you're going to really enjoy what he has to talk about today. His name is Matt Knox, and he is the CEO of the pioneering online construction classifieds company, Digger's List. Now, in 2004, he opened a retail insurance brokerage catering to contractors. And based on his hands-on work with industry professionals, he saw a need to develop a sustainable resource for the industry to sell leftover materials, provide access for more jobs, and increase exposure for their businesses, which is so cool. It's really kind of a green approach to things. And Knox and his brother Johnny Munger joined forces to establish what's now called Digger's List. And they wanted to start the business that would really help reduce the amount of building materials that were overflowing in landfills. My kind of guy. And as reported by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in 2008, the construction industry really, it stated that leaves a substantial environmental footprint. There's 160 million tons of waste per year. And according to most of that, one-third of the nation's solid waste generation and 60% of natural resource consumption, other than food and fuel. So it's obviously this is an area that we definitely need to really focus our attention. Now, as a former insurance broker, Knox and web developer Munger saw this terrible waste as an opportunity to bring both traditional and eco-friendly contractors, property owners, that would be me, suppliers, and DIY enthusiasts to the green era. So prior to founding Digger's List, Knox attended Musicians Institute and headlined major clubs and lead singer-songwriter of his rock band, Dr. Strange. Oh, we'll have to have him sing for us. Until 1993. And then while he was working for a general contractor, he then played semi-pro ice hockey for the LA Rockets. Very cool. We've got a lot in common. I think we're going to have a lot to talk about today. He also started his career as an insurance broker for Mass Mutual and was among the company's most valued employees, winning both the Freshman and Sophomore Broker of the Year. And additionally, he won the National Acclaimed Fast Starter Award in 2001. And then qualified to attend the National Leaders Conference in 2001 and 2002. So it's obvious that my first guest today is no slouch. Matt, yes. I would like to tell you that I'm very impressed by reading this bio. You've got a lot going on, and you know what? You're doing a lot of really great things for the planet. I'm really looking forward to digging in and finding out more about this. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, and if I could just have you with me wherever I go with that kind of introduction, I think I'll be feeling pretty good.
Well, you know, I love to read people's bios because whenever I'm somewhere and they read my bio, I'm like, gosh, I'm doing all this? You know, you think about all the things that you've done that accumulate to what you are now.
Right,
and
right.
It's quite fantastic. You know, you, me, all people that are moving, shaking, and getting things done, I think – you know, it's kind of cool. So tell me now, when was Digger's List founded? I mean, we talked about it, but let's get into when it was founded and why. Even though we kind of explained it in the bio, let's kind of, you know, dissect it a little bit and get into, you know, why do you decide to come up with this? Because I think this is a really great idea. You've definitely filled a niche.
Well, thank you. And you touched on it a bit there. It originally started because I was an insurance broker and contractors were most of who all my clients were. And I kept hearing them say over and over again that they would finish up jobs and they would always have their excess materials and supplies left over. and they didn't have a great place to go with it. There's another popular classified site out there that they could use. They can use Craigslist, but it wasn't specific to what they do. And so materials would either end up, they'd throw them away, which would contribute towards the landfill waste, which you mentioned there's 160 million tons of it a year. Or if they couldn't bear to throw it away, then they would hold on to it in a little tip. Most contractors have what's called their boneyard. And those are materials that they can't bear to throw it away because it's just nice stuff. It's one of a kind. And it was a bummer for two reasons. One, of course, because of the waste. Environmentally, it was terrible. But the second thing is a lot of these materials are fantastic. And mm-hmm. This is not just contractor-to-contractor type stuff, but do-it-yourselfers, property owners, they would love to get their hands on this for 50 cents on the dollar if possible.
Mm-hmm. I know, so I'm building a house right now, so I'm listening with great intent here.
Right. It gives you a chance.
I'm like, okay, I'm a couple months behind.
Well, and it's fun because it's, of course, there's the basic, there's the lumber, there's the nails, there's the, structural type items, which is great to save on. But on the decorating side, and we did start out as the construction classifieds because that's what I knew working with contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few months back, 3 months ago, we rebranded to the home improvement and construction classified, just to kind of, signify that we're, it's not just for the contractor, but also for the property owner, because there is great stuff. So if you're decorating your house and you want something, interesting, we've got, there was a chandelier that was taken out of the Granada Theater in Los Angeles.
Oh, why didn't you call me? I need a huge. I seriously need like a king size light, like as big as my bed or something.
This would definitely do it. It's like from the 1700s.
Oh my gosh, that would have been perfect because we're doing French Asian.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Wow.
I know. Who knows how we come up with these. Anyway, okay, go ahead. Sorry, I want to keep listening because this is very fascinating.
Well, that was a piece. What we tried to do and what the site really does is we wanted to put everyone that's kind of, instead of just having another classified site, which there's many out there, and there's one that's dominant for, classified for all things,
mm-hmm.
We wanted to say, let's just focus on the home improvement construction world because it's a large niche.
It's huge. I mean, everyone's building.
Everyone, when times are, when building is going well, there's a lot of waste or a lot of, deals to be had. And by the way, one of my biggest solutions for green is mm-hmm. if you could put Planet Green and Wallet Green on the same page, then it seems to move faster.
Yes, that's true. It's very true. So that's basically why you came up with it. Now, remind, when did it come out again? When did you start this?
We launched the first version in 2008. It was a good concept and kind of a sad little site that people...
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of the tester site that I would tell all my contractor clients to go and play around with. We beta tested that, got a lot of feedback, and then really... We launched to the general public and let people know we were here in October of 2009. And we started out...
Oh, good. So it's relatively new.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you. So now, do you feel like you're getting the traffic you want? Or do you feel like, is it where you thought it would be?
Yeah, I feel like it's growing steady and sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
We all website publishers like the spikes. Those are always fun.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I think we all like it.
www.forherinformation.com. Okay, sorry.
And I like your Beth
website.
Aldrich website as well. I learned about your marathons.
Oh, yeah. Which one? BethAldrich.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my kind of like for my writing and TV stuff. But thank you. I used to run a ton. Now I just run away from running.
Well, another time you'll have to tell me about the running and the injury.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so diggerslist.com, D-I-G-G-E-R-S, list, L-I-S-T.com. And I'm on there right now. And I love, first of all, it's the layout's fabulous because it's very clear. It's what you have, the video, which is great. Got that on there because, we need to get you on HGTV.
Thank you. I'd love that.
Yes. We'd like to get you on there, HGTV, if you're listening. And then I love that you have your project and job center. I think that's awesome. Because
you know,
if you have a job and you're looking for people, it's like, boom. And then you've got your categories and you've got your, you know, ads. This is a nice layout. It's really great. Now, in your area, I love this.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that because we probably spend the most time discussing what's going to be the most logical and intuitive for people.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and really creating alliances and connections with big developers, I would hope, right? And
absolutely.
Connecting. And, you know, so do you have like a force of people that then is out there kind of connecting with the contractors and the building companies and so on and so forth? And I mean, I guess it's endless, really.
It's pretty endless, but what you see is, you know, you're kind of mentioning on the page layout is kind of encapsulated here. Our niche is kind of defined who's in there, and that would be, of course, the property owners, even if you don't own and you just do do-it-yourself projects. Of course, the contractors, the suppliers of materials, and then for about a year, people were telling us to put real estate agents on, and I didn't know why at first. But now it makes sense that a lot of remodel projects start as a result of a real estate sale.
And so That's true.
And
yeah.
They know a lot of builders and a lot of property owners. So we tried to say, you know, what's going to be the, you know, let's carve out our niche and try to really, you know, be available for them.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing because they can say, oh, you know, such and such, you can go, you know, this bathroom can easily be redone. In fact, go to Digger's List. I mean, you almost wish you could have like a button on their site. I mean, that would be a good idea for that, you know, for real estate people. That is a great idea.
That is, now, I wrote it down while you said it.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking. Okay, so now I'm always thinking. Now, tell me, so in your opinion, if someone said, what does Digger's List do? You would say what?
I would say that we are free online home improvement and construction classifieds websites for homeowners, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers.
Oh, I just looked at the top of your site. That's what you have there.
Okay. I was hoping you didn't see that, and I sounded like it was off the cuff.
But you're good because, you know, we all read stuff, especially in radio. The hard part is when you get on TV. And
right.
Then you memorize all that. Then I'm like, habba.
But
you know, then you're
oops,
that's my phone. I shouldn't be answering that now. anyhow, so being on the radio right now, I will say to you, what do you think, what services do you provide, you know, for people listening here on the internet and on the radio, what services do you provide and who are your customers? Like, would you say who are your base customers?
Well, I would say the base customers, it's kind of split. It would be between the builders and suppliers,
mm-hmm.
and the property owners and do-it-yourselfers.
People that are kind of out there searching for something and
yeah.
and kind of say, okay, because like right now I'm working with my agent, right, or with my contractor and my architect, mm-hmm. and I know that they are looking for certain things. You know, we have certain things on the agenda. We're like, okay, we need, like, for example, this humongous light that we need for our family room.
Right.
And I can't find the right thing, you know. So I'm always out there on the internet looking and kind of searching. So this would be a great resource to at least start here and then, you know, move forward.
Yeah, if I had to put it very simply, I would say it's the people that have the stuff and can do the stuff. And the people that are looking for the stuff
mm-hmm.
and need to
yeah.
find someone to do the project.
So what we need to do is make this website really a, what do you want to say? I want to say, like, make it a go-to for the first step. So if, you know, I'm looking for a metal worker, you know, blah,
yes.
blah, blah. Let's click on there. So it's divided by city. Is that what it is? So you get on the site and you look for your city, correct?
Yeah, you go by your city, and we started with 9, and we're in 28 now, and actually 29
that.
By the end of the week.
Very nice.
But you just made a good point. You just gave me a very practical example with you looking for lighting or for a nice mm-hmm. Piece. Is that you would go on Digger's List, you click through some of the lightings, maybe you settle on that chandelier from the Granada Theater,
mm-hmm.
and you'd say, I want that, and then you'd say, well...
Wait, is that on there?
In Los Angeles, that's on there.
Oh, so how do I get to L.A. if I'm on Chicago?
You
do I
see,
just hit back arrow?
Yeah, right under the Chicago.
Oh, what are you looking for? Let me see. I'm going to do it right now, everybody. Okay, so what is it? So could I type in what are you looking for? It's not going to jump me to L.A.'s list.
No, what you want to do is right under Chicago. Yeah, go hit change.
Of course. I knew that. Okay, Los Angeles.
Click on Los Angeles.
I'm going to check this out right now, everybody. Okay, so then what do I say?
And then if you go to the bottom, actually, on a home and garden, you see that where the heading is?
Lighting. Okay.
Hopefully they've
lighting
got it in
fans.
Lighting.
So easy. Oh, my goodness.
Do you see it, number two there, the Spanish iron chandelier?
Ooh, not all right. So then this is so easy to use. And there's, oh, that's gorgeous. And it has dimensions, 42 inches. Oh, is that fabulous? I don't know if it'll work for what I want, but this whole idea. So then the idea is if you find it in another city, you could most certainly have it shipped.
Right. And as you'll see in this listing, they're showing it in a box. And I think they wanted to highlight the fact that, hey, we'll ship this.
Oh, see, so there you go. So you don't necessarily, okay, country French chandelier. Here you go. Interesting. Okay, so I could really look through and say, okay, what do these people have? And some may be great, some may not be great, but it's up to you to decide.
Right.
And we're all on the internet, you know, all the time anyway. So it's like, just click around, see what you've got. There's an authentic crystal chandelier. Wow. Okay, so this is really useful because then instead of streaming through piles and piles of stuff, you know, on different sources that you may find on the internet, this goes right to the source and goes right to your city so that it's easy to get to and all that. That's a very interesting.
Well, and then go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, and then the second part is, let's say, you know, there's two scenarios. Let's say you wanted the giant chandelier, or you wanted something smaller that was maybe manageable that you could install. So in the case that you could install it, you know, you found your product and you're good to go. But on the larger chandelier, you could say, well, now I need someone to install it. And then you could just go to the front page, and all on the same website, you could either look up a lighting contractor and contact him, or just go to the contractors needed and post and say, I'm looking for someone to install the chandelier. In fact, here's the link.
Okay, so here, so you would say electrician for hire, and there's the price. Now, on here, how does, oh, it says here, okay, 16 years experience, licensed and insured, offers professional quality, so on and so forth. So is there a way that people could put like a, what's the word I want to say, like recommendations or feedback, or is that not really something that's offering right now?
Well, what we're going to do, you mean as far as rating the contractors?
Yeah, because like, for example, on another website that helps you find babysitters, you can put feedback or comments so that people, you know, can see, well, how do I know this guy's no normal? I'm just putting it out there because I want to make your site fab.
And absolutely.
Feedback, I think that's something that would be so cool because then you could say, oh, you know, this person, that person lives in my neighborhood and they've used this guy, you know, so on and so forth.
Absolutely. And so what we're going to do with the rating is that is our next piece. What we decided
awesome.
To do, since there are a lot of rating sites out there, and
it's,
you're right, it's hugely important. But we decided, okay, let's first major in
Oh, but there's still a lot of resources. I'm thinking it's awesome, you know.
Oh, well, right thank you. But I like it.
It's so easy because I have to tell you, the other day I called my old contractor and I'm like, I need to have a light put up. Can you send them? And they do sometimes. But there's this one guy that kept sending me. There was a plumber and I was like, okay. He said he was going to come. Never showed up. I sat there waiting. I'm like, dude, where are you? Come on, you're killing me.
Well,
you know, here I've got meetings, got to pick the kids at the carpool. Finally, he calls right as I'm leaving for carpool. I'm like, I can't do it. I'm sorry. So this is what, it's good because then you say, you know what? Be gone. I've got this whole list here on Digger's List. I can call any one of these guys. They'll probably be happy to get the call.
Right, right.
You know, this guy, Damon, here we go. 815, he's got his phone number right here. Email, boom. And I'm assuming they would answer their call right away, you know?
I would assume, but I also, for anyone listening, here's another just tip, having worked with contractors for so long. In addition to reading the ratings, which are absolutely fantastic, usually when you hire one, they're going to be local or somewhat local.
Which is important.
Yes. If you have a chance to stop by a project they're working on.
Oh, good idea.
So here's my two big tips. Stop by a project they're working on. One is you could see how they organize their job site.
Yep.
And however they do that, that's how they're going to complete your job.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can learn a lot by that. And the second would be look at, a huge thing is look at pictures of their work.
Oh, that's true. That's true. If they have a website or something.
Well, what now,
Oh, go ahead. Sorry,
I was going to say
so
that's...
questions here.
Sorry
I'm
about
like
that.
I'm like crazy wanting to know all this stuff. Okay.
Well, that's another thing we do on here is that contractors can create profiles and describe their services and then also put photo albums, as many photo albums as they want, of the work that they do.
Nice. That's really cool. You know, and it's funny, you know, being on the radio like this, talking to you, I feel like, you know, there's so many people listening. There's so many people listening that, you know, being on the radio, people can really get access to this information that we're talking about and learn from other people. And what I was going to ask is, what could is there a fee to, let's say I'm a general contractor, to put my posting up there? Or like, let's say I'm a general contractor and I want to add my name to your list. Is there a fee for the people putting them on?
Absolutely not. Okay. All the fun.
Because I want to add my builder. He's fabulous. He should be on this list.
Yeah, he'll be on there. It's free. He can make a profile. He can post his services. It's all 100% free to use.
Very
cool.
We are
monetized through advertising.
Any contractor I meet, I'm going to tell them that they need to hook into this.
Well, thank you.
Because we want to fill this up. We want to fill it up. So it's a really hearty. So anyone listening, go to diggerslist.com. And if you have a, if you've used an awesome handyman or whatever, electrician, anything, put your stuff on here, list it, because I've got, do they have, let me see what you've got here, because they've got items wanted. So if you're looking for something, you can plug it in there and perhaps someone will pop something in there.
Exactly.
And they'll contact you. Very cool.
Yes.
Now, go ahead. I've got a lot of questions. Go ahead and answer what you're going to say.
No, I say you made a great a point there is that sometimes you don't find what you're looking for, and that's a nice thing to be able to put up. I'm looking for this, and to be able to go to sleep and have people send you requests while you're sleeping, or at least while
Right, because then you're not on the internet flipping around. People are coming to you, which is always nice.
Right.
You know? Heavy equipment. Okay, now that's one thing. We wanted to get one of those big things that goes way up high to change the light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not paying for one of those. And you could probably find something like that, maybe not as expensive, you
right.
know?
Right.
So, all right, well, we've got to wrap up here, but I wanted to really quick, let's give your website one more time and then give us your, you know, one or two last, you know, kind of closing remarks. Maybe, for instance, what, why you think Digger's List is considered green and any advice you might give to people. Just kind of sum it up for us.
Sure. The reason that I, one of the key points about diggerslist.com and why it's green is that it provides a free online platform be able to give great materials a second life, because a lot of building materials, as opposed to just getting deconstructed, thrown away, you could give them a second life, you could save money, you could put Planet Green and Wallet Green on the same page.
Now, is that a TV show or anything, or do you just make that up?
Oh, the little tagline?
The Wallet Green.
No, Planet Green and Wallet Green just came out of my head.
Well, Planet Green is a network.
Oh, right.
And
the
I
Wallet
maybe
Green,
Wallet
no.
Green. I was like, oh, I didn't think to submit ideas to them. I'm always looking for ideas. All right, sorry. You got my ideas perking. Okay, and then tell people why they should use this, and you know, let's just kind of get excitement around it.
Good. Well, the number one, I think the big reason to use it is because you've got a home improvement classifieds. You could do everything all in one spot. You could be environmentally friendly. You could find great deals on materials and supplies. You could find great. You could find contractors, and we've got both types of people taken care of. Whether you like to post a project and have people send you bids, or whether you like to contact them yourself and contact as many as you want, you could do that all in one spot.
Mm, love it. Love, love, love it. All right. Well, Matt Knox, I think you're brilliant, and I think this is a fabulous idea. And, you know, if you have any kind of fun articles or anything about home improvement or something, we have our online magazine for her information. And I would love for you to send me something or have your people contact my people, which is me and my dog sitting here. Definitely let's hook that into our online magazine so we can next month have our listeners be able to click online and check out some information and useful ideas if you have. Everyone, we've been talking to Matt Knox. He's the CEO and founder of diggerslist.com. Please check it out. I think you're going to really appreciate it. Matt, have a fabulous day. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And for those of you listening, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to talk with an incredible lady who I adore, Judith Wright. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
ForHerInformation.com online magazine is the place to be for hip, conscious-minded women. You can find information, ideas, and solutions that can improve your life and the planet. Explore the variety of articles, the It Girl column, radio show archives, and recent television clips, all designed with you in mind, the hip, conscious-minded woman. ForHerInformation.com features a link to the Green Mom blog written by founder Beth Aldrich, where you'll find tons of great ideas and product tips that are mindful of the planet and you. ForHerInformation.com. Log on today and read what you've been missing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
TeamMallet.com is an online community for fitness improvement, sexy lifestyle upgrades, and a training ground for a new, healthier you. It's also a place where you can interact with others who, like you, are actively working and striving toward the same goals. Join Tracy Mallett, international fitness and lifestyle expert, and a growing group of women who want to stay fit, healthy, and achieve personal satisfaction with their bodies and lives through healthy living. Tracy Mallett is the author of Sexy and Six, Super Fit Mama, and over 17 home exercise DVDs, including Lose That Belly Flab and 6-Minute Quick Blast Calorie Blast. Join TeamMallet.com today and find the new you together.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Beth Aldrich. I am back here with my next guest, Dr. Judith Wright. And she is someone that I really adore. I had her on the show recently and was very impressed with her, and I had the opportunity to be able to get her back on the show, so I wanted to welcome Judith back. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my next guest. Dr. Judith Wright is the president of the Wright Leadership Institute and the Wright Institute for the Realization of Human Potential. She is hailed as a peerless educator, lifestyles expert, inspirational speaker, best-selling author, and corporate consultant. And she's called one of America's ultimate experts by Women's World magazine. Really, Judith mystifies what it takes to lead a great life in all areas of high work productivity and success, meaningful relationships, a thriving family life, career, and more. And she is a media favorite and has appeared in over 400 radio stations and 70 television shows, including ABC's 2020, Oprah, Good Morning America, The Today Show, Fox and Friends, and countless others, and tons of magazines such as Marie Claire, The Boston Herald, The Chicago Tribune, The New York Times Daily, The New York Daily News. She's been really hailed as such an incredible speaker, and she's been inspired corporate audiences across the country, including Aetna Healthcare, JP Morgan, Chase, Kellogg's, Chicago Consulting, Actuaries, and others. And she coaches and trains C-level executives, managers, and entrepreneurs on career productivity and success, as well as earning the skills to live a meaningful and an integrated life. She's a trailblazer in human development, and she's been revolutionizing the personal growth industry. And after 20 years of developing inspirational personal development programs, she co-founded what is now known as the Wright Institute in Chicago, a cutting-edge coaching and training institute. And her most recent books are The One Decision, which we will be talking about today. It's been endorsed by Stephen Covey and Tom Peters, Ken Bleckard, and others, as well as Soft Addictions, endorsed by Deepak Chopra, Sherry Carter Scott, and many more, which we had spoken about the last time Judith was here. So I want to warmly welcome Judith Wright to the show. Hello, Judith.
Hi, thank you.
I'm sorry I started off a little slow there. I wasn't sure if we were back from the commercial. I was like, am I talking to anyone? I didn't hear him say you're live, so I apologize for that. So welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you again.
Yeah, it's really great to have you. And I was so delighted that I was able to get a copy of the book so that we could kind of reference it and kind of look at it while we're talking. And really, I think for people who've never heard of this book, I'd first of all be surprised. But secondly, let's give them a quick idea about what is a one decision.
Well, the one decision is a bigger commitment to the quality of life that you're going to be living. And then it kind of then serves as a beacon or to guide you with all the smaller decisions of your life. And it's probably the most important decision we could ever make. And most of us don't even know that it's there to make and kind of wonder why we're kind of wandering through our lives or we go through our days and they're full but not fulfilling. So let me give you an example that might be the best way to get it. Like Lance Armstrong, who we all know about, when he was stricken with cancer, he made a one decision. He decided to live strong. And that then guided how he went about his healing process, his eating. He totally redesigned his body. And that's what then led him to win those 7 Tour de France championships. He didn't just decide to get by or survive. He oriented everything toward living strong, and then that starts to define his life. It's that kind of overarching commitment.
Which then kind of became his branding, really.
Yeah, exactly. It actually becomes that person because you're living that kind of commitment every single day, and you try to hold it. If it can help for him, it would guide him what he would eat, how he would be. He probably pushed himself farther in his training than he would have. He wouldn't wimp out as much as you might, given all the things that he was dealing with. And it keeps you reoriented towards something that really matters.
Mm-hmm. And that I can understand that because over the course of, you know, the last few years, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, and I know you coach people and help people in a lot of different aspects. So I think this concept obviously rings close to home very much for you. Really, a lot of entrepreneurs tend to, in a way, flail. You know, they don't really know the direction their business is taking and if they're doing the right thing or if it makes sense or if the branding is going to stick, you know, the tipping point concept. And so when you work with people, to help them really define that one decision. And I think I've personally have taken just from meeting you and knowing our dear friend Gertrude and different people in my life, I've really started to wean down or hone in really on what is the most important thing. And
well,
I think that's what this does.
It's so great because isn't that it? I mean, what is the most important thing? And then how do we focus on that? Do you have words for it for you, Beth? What feels like the most important for you?
Well, I mean, to me, you know, my family is a number one.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I started my For Her Information brand a few years ago, when my youngest son was just an infant, really, I thought information is, like, really important. And For Her Information will always exist. I mean, I'm not going to get rid of that. But what ended up happening after I was in a serious car accident in January 3 years ago is it really was that pivotal moment that opened a doorway that I never knew existed. And it brought me down that path of studying holistic health counseling through Columbia University in New York for a year program through the Integrative Nutrition School. And it really brought me to that place of really is like, oh my gosh, this is it. And you know, and you, I think this has come up in conversations before. It just hits you and you're like, oh my gosh, that's it.
Yeah.
And so now I really am more into health, wellness, and, you know, I'm a healthy lifestyle green living expert, and I just signed a deal to write a book for Penguin.
Oh, that's great. And that's my publisher. They're great.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll have to talk because, you know, it's interesting because there's so much, the layers of the process to get here, it's hard to explain in words. And I know that you, when you work with people, it's processing and really figuring it out. And but it really came down to, for me, it's about food. So my book is really about food. It's Real Moms Love to Eat.
Oh, lovely.
And I had to define what was I, and it was that one decision. What is your brand? What is you? What do you represent? And so I want to talk about, enough about me. I just wanted to connect really personally, because I think it helps when people connect. But when you say the one decision, is the one decision a recent phenomenon, or is this something that we've always had? Let's talk about that a little bit and kind of develop this further.
You know, I mean, I've named it the one decision, but I think people have been making this bigger commitment forever. And in fact, any hero you've ever had, any heroine, any one that you've really admired has probably made this bigger kind of commitment. Abraham Lincoln made a one decision. He was 23 years old, and he wrote this statement to his constituents where he really dedicated himself that he was going to be a man who was worthy of esteem of others, that he was going to be a man that he respected and that others respected. And that's a one decision. That guides everything, and that helped him through tons of things, dark, dark moments of the Civil War, losing a political campaigns, all kinds of tragedies and things that he went through. He said, wait, I said I'd be a man that I respected, and I want to be respected. If I need to deal with this in a way that goes toward that. And that really helped him through a ton of things. And there was even times he was so much in despair, he wanted to end his life. And he said, no, I can't, because I committed to being a man that I respected. And I have it from the one hand, that's not a respectful act. And the other is, I haven't done enough in my life yet to be respected, so I need to get at it. Isn't that something? You know,
That's really noble.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really is. You start to see, and then look at who he became out of that. And of course, we respect and esteem his life journey. It's so people throughout history have done this, but it really speaks to that power of that kind of dedication. And it's not just what you do, you know, it's not just your goals, it's how you go about it. He did it in a way about respect and esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important thing, because sometimes we know we can kind of get what to do, but we forget kind of how to do it.
Yeah.
And how we're being is maybe the most important thing.
Well, so, okay, we're talking about this great man, right? And
yeah.
And how to do that. How does making a one decision help one lead to a great life? So how does doing that get us to quote-unquote greatness? Or in our own personal world, I'm a mom with three kids.
Right.
I just want to be great for them.
Right, right.
So how, you know, great that I have this book deal. You know, we've got to write it now.
Yes, right.
You know, okay,
right.
We got the proposal. We got the chapter outline. But, okay, so how do you go about being the one is being great at that one thing that you, because to me, my children are my entire life right now. Of course, I have an identity outside them, but I couldn't even imagine not being their mother. And I'm in love with them so much. It's painful.
So it's beautiful.
Isn't it right? I just want to cry because my son's away at space camp and I'm like really missing him right now. So let's ask that. So how does it lead to a great life?
Well, this is what's interesting. In my doctoral research, I was really studying people with great lives. And what's in common with people who live great lives, they've all made a great decision. They've all made this one decision. So what happens then is because you have this, and they can be anything. It's really personal to each person. It might be, I'm going to be a woman of integrity. I'm dedicated to truth. I'm going to live my life as an adventure. I live my life with an open heart and really be loving and caring, or whatever has meaning for us. And it can be as individual, but it's that kind of going about living. So what happens then is that starts to define, you use that to guide your smaller decisions. See, becoming great, you just don't wake up one morning and say, okay, I'm great. You know, it's really choice by choice by choice by choice that we get stronger and we guide ourselves. And it's those choices are really in the moment. This is what the existential philosophers talked about. Every moment we've got a choice. We can kind of do what we've always done, or we can step into the unknown and become someone we haven't yet become. And that's pretty big stuff thinking about. But let's just take it down to the macro level. For me, what happened for me, I was
oh my gosh, I was thriving so much in my life, and I was doing well in my career, and I tried a lot of things to be happy. I was overweight, and I lost weight, and I
and you look fabulous, by the way.
Thank you.
Especially in the last year, I came to the event you had, and you looked fabulous in the Indian. Is it sorry?
Yeah, right.
I can't say it properly. So anyway,
that's
so
lovely.
Listeners know you look fabulous.
It's so sweet. So, and I tried a lot of stuff, but still I wasn't getting that sense of fulfillment. I felt like I was just kind of driven, but not really experiencing my life fully. It looked good from the outside, but it didn't feel good in the inside. And I realized I was kind of driven, and I'd work hard, and then I'd kind of numb out. I was doing a lot of soft addictions. I was over shopping and watching too much TV and a lot of things, and I felt entitled to that because I was working so hard, which I think many people can relate to.
Sounds like a lot of people I know.
Yeah, so I finally, I mean, it's a long story I won't go into, but my one decision, wait a minute, this doesn't feel good. I feel unfulfilled. I feel numb. I feel driven. In many ways, I felt like I was sleepwalking through my life, just kind of going through the motions. And when I finally got to my one decision, it was about being more conscious, being more present, not being all numb. Being more alive. Now, that one decision started to guide me with everything. So I'd go to order lunch or whatever, be out at lunch, and just to order, say, wait, what's going to make me feel more present, more alive? If I eat all that fried chicken and those mashed potatoes, I'm going to feel like a slug.
Yeah.
So it's neither good nor bad. It just won't help me feel more present. Or I'd finish work and I said, okay, what do I want to do? Do I want to go to the bar and whatever, or do you want to sit and kind of do some mindless gossip or just kind of sit in front of the TV? No, I feel numb doing those things. I want to have a really good, truthful conversation with my friends, or I want to take a bike ride, or I want to read something that's really going to stimulate me. So what happens then, choice by choice, my days got a little greater, and I'd like to think that perhaps I did because I got more real and more developed more substance by doing that. So that's what happens, and I'm not going to say, oh, I'm great. I'm not saying that, but I can tell you that I love my life, and everything feels so much greater to me, and it has so much more substance, and I'm so much more present to it, and I think I have a lot more to offer the people around me because I've been doing that. So it's kind of that moment by moment, but all those moments build up.
No, I'm sitting here going, amen, amen, because I'm hearing everything you're saying, and I completely agree with it, because it's almost like, again, I don't reuse a dead, overuse, beat a dead horse, rather. You know, it's like that aha moment. You know, everyone says that, but until you really have those one or two or however many moments, it really is profound.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how you're describing it, is like you're saying you just woke up.
Yeah.
And said, you know, I'm not going to eat that fried chicken, or I'm not going to do that. And that's something that I think a lot of people are kind of running around a little bit unconscious in my
opinion. Think we're a lot unconscious, and I think that's really
okay, you're being nice. I was trying to be like overly kiss butt here. I didn't want people to think I'm being rude or judging.
Well, I was, you know, and
but
I still
you know
certainly
what I mean.
Have
that. I just feel like people need, like you walk by and there's junk on the ground and people just step over it.
Right.
I'm like, really? You just stepped over that pile?
Yeah.
I'm confused. And I don't understand, because I've always been awake.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so it's hard, and I try to be compassionate.
And it's kind of painful. I mean, I think there's a lot we're all trying to deal with, a lot of pain, a lot of stress, a lot of whatever, and a lot of the only way we know to deal with it is to kind of numb out. But that's not good enough for the kind of life that I think we really all are destined to have. So I can have compassion for it, but it's not something I want to encourage people to do, because the waking up is really important so that we can see more clearly and we can make changes where it needs to make changes and respond to what needs to be responded to instead of just trying to put our head under the covers all the time.
And I think, you know, that's why, you know, for her information, I called a magazine for conscious-minded women. And it's not that the unconscious people aren't allowed to read it. It's that the conscious-minded women will read it and go, oh, yeah, I get this. It's like if you have a friend who gives you advice. Like I have a friend, Benita, who I adore. And whenever I have an issue or problem or anything, I'll tell her. She always comes up with a fabulous solution. She's like, how about this? Or did you try this? Or I know you tried this, didn't you? And she just assumes that I'm going to make this conscious decision and perhaps, you know, and use some of her advice. And I think sometimes people choose to be numb and not kind of, they just roll through the days.
Well, I think most of us do, and I think that that's kind of the human condition. I mean, if you go out, like on a public transportation or something, look around. I mean, how many people really feel like they're home, you know, truly present? We're kind of in zones. And things have gotten, I think, even harder for us now with all the distractions that we have. If you're in your BlackBerry or whatever, it's just, it's even harder sometimes to keep that presence. And most of us don't really have a lot of practice or a lot of examples of really alive, present people making really conscious choices. We kind of just fall into our ruts and routines and the days go by rather than us kind of taking the reins back and really guiding our lives by these higher principles. And when we do that, I just led a seminar this past weekend, and we gave, everybody had an assignment overnight, and then they came back in the next day and kind of let us know about it. And what we had them do, we just had them focus on their kind of little mini one decisions, like having more, we gave them a couple of things to choose from, to just practice being more alive, or to play more, or to have more intention. We worked with those kinds of principles. And they had the most amazing evening of their lives. They went out, and they, you know, women in their 50s were out playing with little kids and doing hula hoops and telling truths to their husbands and things that they've needed and wanted that they just hadn't really let them know before. And they, some of them stayed up several hours with their loved ones and talked like they'd never talked before. And you go, whoa, that's it. Mm-hmm. And that was just out of being aware that they could keep choosing to be more alive. Just aliveness, and kind of catch when you're kind of sinking into deadness, and then they just, and it was just beautiful to see what happened.
Well, and so this, all right, so this leads to my next question. Then how do we wake people up, or how do we shake them into consciousness?
You know, I think the thing is to shake ourselves, and that in itself has its own radiation. You know, if we're alive, see what happens when somebody's got their lights on. It's fun to be around them, you know. You're attracted to them. You feel better for having been with them. You look forward to talking with them. Your spirit gets uplifted when you're around them. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it, I think, is for all of us to not worry about everybody else, but to be as alive as we possibly can and encourage that in our children and really engage in that way. And there's a natural attraction to it. And also, I think, just being able to talk more truthfully and honestly about our own journey rather than trying to fix people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
because then you worry about everyone else. It's like, just focus on yourself.
Yeah, you do that, and I think that what we have at the Right Leadership Institute, what we've decided about leading is how you lead your life. If you lead your life, you lead your world. Mm-hmm. That you, by showing that example and being this kind of engaged, committed person, is very, very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind
true.
Of our responsibility.
That's a really great approach.
It feels so much better. And you want to be around people like that.
Well, and I think as mothers, you know, we tend to want to fix everything and, you know, make it right and make sure it's done, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I think that's where the problem sometimes can stem from, is that, you know, you get to this point where you're like, okay, you know, I got to focus on myself. Like someone says something like, you know, I was saying something, you know, about my husband, or it wasn't bad. It was just a comment to my friend. And she goes, well, why doesn't he do blah, blah, blah? And I said, you know what? I don't know. That's his business. It's his life. I can't butt in. I have to let him do what's best for him because I'm busy trying to fix other people.
I know. And it's, you know, it really becomes that. I found that that can become kind of a soft addiction as well. It becomes kind of a reflexive habit to kind of be a rescuer in many ways, and not like we shouldn't help one another, but not, it's really taking care of ourselves first and really do what we need to do. And it doesn't mean we can't tell other people the impact of their behavior on us, or our wishes or dreams for them, or our visions for them, or how it's hard for us to watch them do things that aren't good for them. That's fine. That's loving to do that, but not as a way of, here, let me fix you. Let me just focus on getting my own life in order. And being as honest as I can, I think, is kind of the more the direction to go.
So if I'm going to, you know, lead my own life first, how do I then really stay accountable to this one decision that I finally decided to make and, you know, and stick to it.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest thing, isn't it? A lot of us have big declarations sometimes, or we wake up, or have a New Year's resolution or something, but sticking with it. So part of it is letting people know that it's something that you're doing and getting support for it so that you can have the reminders. We're trying to change some long historic programming when we try to do this. It's very easy to slip back to the old ways of doing things. So telling people that you're working on that, you're committed to it, asking them to encourage you when you're doing it, giving you feedback about it, really enrolling people to support you is one of the best ways to really keep yourself accountable, because without that, it's just too easy to slip back.
So really eliciting kind of the support from family and friends and other people, and just say, you know, I've decided to live strong, so to speak.
Yep.
And if I don't live strong, tell me.
Right. And when you ask them for the feedback, when they give it to you, you aren't quite as resistant to it because you've already asked them.
Yeah.
And you can see that as loving instead of critical, because you requested that they give you the feedback.
Which and it's true, because
really
if you
helpful.
Say to someone, oh, do I look good in this? And they're like, well, and then you're like, you're like, you can't get mad. You asked.
Yeah, because you asked. You can get mad, but you got to understand you still asked, so it's okay.
Now,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to talk about, so we kind of tapped in for a minute. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes here. I want to just segue a little bit into, you said the first step to talk about what is a soft addiction. I mean, I know we talked, that's the other book is kind of connected with that concept. Can we tap into that just a bit so we can tie this all together before we have to close?
Sure. Soft addictions are those seemingly harmless habits like watching too much TV, getting lost in the internet, checking your email, your BlackBerry. It could be over gossiping. It can be overdoing those normal everyday activities and not really realizing the cost they have. They're really numbing us. They're muting our consciousness. They take time. They cost money. They put barriers in our intimacy and relationships, and much more so than we're aware, and they keep us from living these great, committed, beautiful, integrous, fulfilling lives that we really deserve.
Mm-hmm. So with with that concept, the first step really to overcome that is to make a one decision.
Totally.
Right?
When I decided I was going to be present and conscious, I didn't decide, oh, I'm going to get rid of all my bad habits. I decided I was going to be more present and awake, and that helped me then make decisions like, boy, I really don't want that third donut because I'm not feeling good, rather than trying to get rid of the bad habit. It helped me orient my life toward something much more fulfilling that made it much easier than to let go of those soft addictions.
Okay, so that's it all really ties beautifully together, and I love how you've really connected all of that. So before we go, we do have a minute or two. I want to just tell us a little bit about what's coming up for you at the Wright Institute, and you know, what do you want to tell us about? What do you want to share as far as what's going on in your world right now?
That's great. You know, we really believe that all of us deserve to have a great life, and there's actually skills to learning how to do that. And we do a training about this called the More Life Training. We have test drive one decision. You don't have to wait for an epiphany. You kind of try some things out and work it with a lot of other skills. And we're doing one, again, the very first weekend in June. And we'd love to have all of you come, and it's ordinarily $800 training, but everyone who hears my voice right now can come as our guest, complimentary, and just need to go to our website, morelifetraining.com, and put in the code one decision, O-N-E, spell it out, one decision.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't remember all that, just go to judithwright.com, and there's places you can get on there, and you know, that'll take you there as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful website. You look great here.
It's
Shot. It's really, I'm like, you look like you've made the decision to really live a healthy, fit, and, you know, well life. It shows in, you know, I'm very impressed with everything you're doing. And I hope that if you're listening, I'd like for you to click on the website and then also check out the book, you know, Soft Addictions. Is that the title, Soft Addiction?
The Soft Addiction Solution is the one that's out now. Yeah.
And then the one decision, which is make the single choice that will lead to a life of more, written by Judith Wright, our guest today, Judith Wright. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I really enjoyed having you again, and I look forward to seeing you hopefully in the future. I've got a lot going on my plate this year, but I'm going to try to make an effort to connect with our good friend Gertrude and get in there. So,
I would love that, Beth. I just love being with you, and I'd love to see you again.
All right. Have a great day. I appreciate you coming on.
Great. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And for those of you listening, I wanted to remind you to check out Judith Wright's website, because she really has some really awesome stuff going on there. There's connections for her weekend training. You can listen to some of her former interviews with other radio hosts and click on to learn about her events and books. Again, it's Judith Wright, JudithWright.com. Also, our first guest, which was Matt for Digger's List, DiggersList.com. And lastly, check out ForHerInformation.com, which is my website where you can learn all about what's going on in the world of information, ideas, and solutions to make your life better and that of the planet. I'm Beth Aldrich, and I look forward to our next show, and we'll see you soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Balanced Life with Beth Aldrich and Tracy Mallett. Listen every other Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time as Beth and Tracy show you what you've been missing.